Good morning. The authorities on La Palma ordered residents of three coastal towns to stay indoors yesterday after a new stream of lava crashed into the ocean, sending thick clouds of potentially toxic gases high into the sky. A third tongue of lava from the Cumbrevieja volcano reached the water around midday, a few kilometres north of where two previous flows hit the sea. Drone footage from the local council showed white clouds billowing out of the water as the red-hot molten rock slid down a cliff into the Atlantic. Residents nearby were told to stay inside with doors and windows shut as strong winds blew the cloud back inland. Soldiers from the military emergency unit were deployed to measure air quality in the area. The airport was also closed and is likely to remain so for 48 hours due to the unfavourable weather conditions. Residents in the capital Santa Cruz had been advised to wear masks for the first time since the eruption began due to high concentrations of particulate matter and sulphur dioxide in the air. Activists are calling for an independent probe into alleged sexual abuse in Spain's Catholic Church. They insist the number of cases is on par with neighbour France, where a recent investigation found 218,000 victims since 1950. But as the Episcopal Conference's gathering of bishops closed in Madrid on Friday, the church denied the claims. A spokesman reiterated the institution would not be proactive in undertaking an external investigation into allegations of sexual abuse. We are not prepared to carry out statistical and sociological investigations. There are only a few cases, he said, quoting the figure of 0.8% of priests guilty of such crimes. The denial comes as France, Ireland, Germany and Belgium have carried out independent investigations after the United States blazed the trail in 2002. Portugal has also just appointed a national commission to do likewise. Despite being in the process of shutting down, Spain's dirtiest coal-fired power plant went back online yesterday amid soaring energy prices and a nationwide cold snap. The Aspontes power plant has been in the process of shutting down since late 2019, the same year that the European Commission ranked it as the number one carbon dioxide emitter in Spain and number 17 in the EU. After months of being dismantled, the plant's activity halted completely last summer. Endesa, the plant's operator, has imported around 140,000 tonnes of coal to burn over the coming days or weeks, depending on demand and energy prices. Spain has pledged to fully eliminate its use of coal by 2030. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.